Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
Privilege is a word that has taken quite a beating lately. Privilege today seems to be the worst thing you can have.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
We're experiencing instability at every level. Our government lacks leadership and Bidenomics has been a disaster. The economy is in a fragile state. Inflation has been a consistent issue. High interest rates have put significant pressure on the real estate market. There have been major bank failures and many analysts say a stock market correction is likely overdue. We have global conflicts in Europe and the Middle East that have the potential to spread, but gold has soared to record highs even amidst the tensions. There are so many reasons that Americans should consider investments in gold and silver, and Legacy Precious Metals is the gold standard. I love Legacy Precious Metals because of their zero-hassle, education-first approach. They can help you roll your traditional IRA into a gold IRA or ship metals directly to your house. Go to legacypminvestments.com to download their free gold investing guide. I've read it, and there's so much valuable information there. Friends, now is not the time to roll the dice with your hard-earned money. Find out about the growth potential that gold offers you. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today and tell them I sent you.
I would like to take a moment to defend it.
Jerry, that was gold.
Gold,
Jerry. It is commencement season. People are graduating from higher universities. And of course, this climate that we're in right now means these commencements are going to have a ton of pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist protests. And Duke University's commencement was no exception. The speaker at the commencement was Jerry Seinfeld. Apparently, I think Jerry Seinfeld's child goes to Duke. His wife, Jessica, is actually on like one of the parents' committees, and he was asked to speak at the commencement. And that's pretty cool. Pretty cool to have somebody, you got to think, somebody graduating in 2024. Jerry Seinfeld was, I'm sure, a huge, huge part of these young adults coming of age. Whether the Seinfeld show was on while they were growing up in the 90s and early 2000s, or certainly in reruns. I mean, that's a big star. And he's going to be funny. So great, right? Fantastic. Ah, but there's one problem. He's Jewish. And he thinks that Israel has a right to exist as a country. So, of course, there were immediate protests. Take a look.
Jerry is also serving as our commencement speaker today. So, what's the big deal about our commencement speaker?
Now, what just happened there is as they were protesting and walking out and unfurling their Palestinian flag or whatever the heck that thing is, they were starting to chant Free Palestine, Free Palestine. As you can see, it's a handful of them, right? Well, the students all started chanting Jerry, Jerry, Jerry in support of Jerry Seinfeld and started applauding. And then as the a little procession of wannabe Hamas terrorists left the stadium there, the audience booed them. They weren't booing Jerry Seinfeld. They were booing these dirtbags. And that's wonderful and fantastic. And by the way, very cool for Duke to build a stadium there for the sole purpose of having a graduation. That's nice because it's not like they have a football team or anything. Really? Oh, I'm sorry, what? Oh, they do. Really? Duke? Huh. Who knew? Duke has a football team. Ah, good for them. So anyway, the protests go and they all march out and the crowd cheers and chants Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. And the grownups who left, the good people, the people who, I mean, think about it for a minute. How many conservative students or just not brain dead liberal students have to sit through a commencement address delivered by some crazy left wing lunatic, whether an elected official or some, you know, novelist or poet or Hollywood actor? And they just drivel on and on and on about their left wing causes and climate change. And of course, if you're not liberal, you're sitting there like, oh, God, this is just ridiculous. What a waste of time. It's my graduation. I got to listen to this. But you don't get up and make a big hissy fit about it because you're an adult. You're a grown up and you're not going to make everything about you. Well, of course, when you're on the left, everything is about you and everything's going to be a righteous protest. And I can't believe they had this hate monger as my commencement speaker. Really? Who is your commencement speaker? Jerry Seinfeld, the comedian. Seriously? Well, because they decided to make it all about themselves, they missed the commencement address. And it's great. And you see, here's the thing. A lot of people are talking about the students who walked out in protest. And it's understandable. Listen, if this were, if a Palestinian supporter or Hamas supporter went up and gave a speech and a bunch of, you know, pro-Israel, pro-American, pro-freedom, pro-I want to live instead of get killed by terrorist types got up and left, that would make a lot of news, wouldn't it? So, of course, it's going to make news that these people walked out. But what should be making news, what I would prefer to make news, is actually what a great commencement address it was. So I'm going to share it with you, or at least parts of it, because the fact of the matter is Jerry Seinfeld knows how to deliver a speech in front of people. He's literally done it his whole life. And what these young adults leaving college heard from him was not only funny and entertaining, but it was actually pretty valuable. Take a watch.
And this is probably the biggest point I would like to make to you here today regarding humor. I'm going to try and reach across a couple generations here to tell you the most important thing I am confident that I know about life. I'm 70. I'm done. You are just starting. I only want to help you. The slightly uncomfortable feeling of awkward humor is okay. It's not something you need to fix. I totally admire the ambitions of your generation to create a more just and inclusive society. I think it is also wonderful that you care so much about not hurting other people's feelings in the million and one ways we all do that every second of every day. It's lovely to want to fix those things, but all caps, but what I need to tell you as a comedian, do not lose your sense of humor. You can have no idea at this point in your life how much you are going to need it to get through. Not enough of life makes sense for you to be able to survive it without humor. And I know all of you here are going to use all of your brains and muscle and soul to improve the world. And I know you're going to do a bang up job. And when you're done, as I am now, I bet the world, because of you, will be a much better place. But it will still not make a whole hell of a lot of sense. It'll be a better, different, but still pretty insane mess. And it is worth the sacrifice of an occasional discomfort to have some laughs. Don't lose that. Even if it's at the cost of occasional hard feelings, it's okay. You gotta laugh. That is the one thing at the end of your life you will not wish you did less of. Humor is the most powerful, most survival essential quality you will ever have or need to navigate through the human experience. And this.
I love that. In fact, that line, I'm going to steal it and make it my own, or at least say it to my kids. Laughter is the one thing you will never wish you had less of. It's great. And he's specifically talking about cut it out with all the political correctness. That joke was uncomfortable to you. That's fine. Let it be. Humor is humor. We used to live in a world where sticks and stones couldn't break your bones. Wait, sticks and stones do break your bones, but words could never hurt you. Now, this generation has been taught the opposite. Jerry Seinfeld famously, about 7-8 years ago, in his first utterance publicly that could be construed as political, said that he wouldn't play college campuses anymore. Where comedians used to like thrive on college campuses. Hardly any of them go there anymore. because of speech codes, because you can't tell a joke because you run the risk of being canceled or you protest or what have you. This is well before any concerns over Israel or what have you. But that's not all Jerry Seinfeld had to say. That was definitely words of wisdom. But what you're about to see here, I think, should be boilerplate for every commencement address. And I envy these kids who just graduate. Yes, they're kids who just graduated from Duke University, because this right here, I mean, to borrow a phrase, this is gold, Jerry, gold.
Privilege is a word that has taken quite a beating lately. Privilege today seems to be the worst thing you can have. I would like to take a moment to defend it. Again, a lot of you are thinking, I can't believe they invited this guy. Too late. I say, use your privilege. I grew up a Jewish boy from New York. That is a privilege if you want to be a comedian. Thanks. If I messed up a funny story around my relatives, they would go, that's not how you tell that joke. The prostitute has to be behind the drapes when the wife comes in. You went to Duke. That is an unbelievable privilege. I now have an honorary doctorate of humane letters degree from Duke University. And if I can figure out a way to use that, I will. I haven't figured anything out yet. I think it's pretty much as useful in real life as this outfit I'm wearing. But so what? I'll take it. My point is, we're embarrassed about things we should be proud of and proud of things we should be embarrassed about. When I was writing my TV series, thanks. What a crowd. So on my staff in the 90s, we had a lot of Harvard guys. They were fantastic, but I could never understand why these guys were so embarrassed about being from Harvard. They would never talk about it. They would never mention it. I'm not talking about Harvard now. I'm talking about the way it used to be. You're never going to believe this. Harvard used to be a great place to go to school. Now it's Duke. You didn't fake your fabulous education. You earned it. Be proud of it. Don't just drop it on people right before you serve in pickleball. Okay, Duke 24 coming at you. But if it comes up, if someone asks, don't say it looking down, stubbing your toe in the dirt. When someone asks, where'd you go to school? You say, I went to Duke. Watch them take that uncomfortable, hard swallow. AI, on the other hand, is the most embarrassing thing we've ever invented in mankind's time on Earth. Oh, so you can't do the work. Is that what you're telling me? You can't figure it out? This seems to be the justification of AI. I couldn't do it. This is something to be embarrassed about. The ad campaign for ChatGPT should be the opposite of Nike. You just can't do it. Making fake brains is risky. Frankenstein proved that. He was so dumb, he thought a monster needed a sport jacket. It's not a wine tasting. We're terrorizing villagers. No one's going to tell you, I'm sorry, Mr. Stein, it's jackets only this evening.
All right, there's a little bit more, but can I just point out, I love that joke so much, and that didn't even get that big of a laugh. This is what makes Jerry Seinfeld great. It's true. Why is Frankenstein wearing a sport coat? It makes no sense. Who was the costume designer of the Frankenstein movie back in the 30s for Universal Studios? And they get the whole Boris Karloff thing going on. And they said, you know what? He's got the giant monster shoes. He's got the square head with the scar and the lightning bolts for the electrodes. And perfect. Oh, wait, he's not perfect yet. Let's put a tweed jacket on him. Maybe with some elbow patches. Hell, that's brilliant. They call that observational humor. And Jerry Seinfeld is literally the greatest at it. And I can't, it's just, I love that joke. Mr. Stein for Frankenstein. Sure, of course Frankenstein was Jewish. His last name's Stein.
What I like is we're smart enough to invent AI, dumb enough to need it, and still so stupid we can't figure out if we did the right thing. Making work easier, this is the problem. So obsessed with getting to the answer, completing the project, producing a result, which are all valid things, but not where the richness of the human experience lies. The only two things you ever need to pay attention to in life are work and love. Things that are self-justified in the experience, and who cares about the result? Stop rushing to what you perceive as some valuable endpoint. Learn to enjoy the expenditure of energy that may or may not be on the correct path.
Words of wisdom, to be sure. And honestly, everyone who stayed, and it was the vast majority of students graduating, were, of course, fortunate and privileged, if we could use that word now. Thank you, Jerry, for letting us to be able to get that speech. And years from now, they're going to look back and they're going to say, that was great. Good on Duke for getting Jerry Seinfeld for our commencement address. That's amazing. By the way, Jerry's 70 years old. How did that happen? And for all of the people who did walk out in a snit and in a huff and unfurled their flag and screamed Free Palestine and all that crap, you think years from now they're going to look back and say, oh, yeah, I did the right thing. That was the right thing. Hey, they might. They might. I bet the majority of them are going to recognize what a stupid, churlish, selfish, imbecilic move it was. And if they don't, I'll be honest with you, I don't care either way. But Jerry, that was gold.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today. Send them to our website, townhallreview.com. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for joining us.